Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. We're excited to have you with us. And we got a great one this morning. You guys have heard him before. Guys and gals have heard him before. And so I'm not going to take any more of his time. He does marketing, but he's also the chaplain for ITC's company. So I guess with the holding company. And anyway, I don't know. He's one of my pastors. So I'm glad he's on here today with us. So Mark Smith, it's all yours.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin. I won't take much of you guys' time today, but thought it might be good to get us off on the right foot for today, just reminding us of what's really important. And so I told you guys last time that we met, or time before last, that I was in front of you, told you that I have a group of guys here at work that I'm going through a Bible study with. We meet every other week, and we're going through the story of the scriptures, the overarching storyline of scripture. And we've gone through Genesis and all the way through the Torah, and now, which is the first five books of the Bible. And now we're in Joshua. And just this past week, we came across a really interesting story that's a real short story. But I'll set the scene for you before I tell you what happens. Basically, you got the people of Israel. That have wandered for 40 years in the wilderness, and Moses had led them. He had led them out of Egypt, and now they're about to enter into the promised land. Moses has passed away, and before he did so, he passed the mantle on to Joshua, and Joshua is about to lead the Israelites into the promised land. They've crossed through the Jordan River, and now they're about to overtake Jericho, and they're getting ready for that battle. And it's in Joshua 5. It's just three verses I'll read to you. It says, "Now when Joshua was near Jericho," this is Joshua 5, 13 through 15. "Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand." Finds out later it's an angel. "Joshua went up to him and said and asked, 'Are you for us or for our enemies?' 'Neither,' the angel replied, 'but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.' Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, 'What message does my Lord have for his servant?' The commander of the Lord's army replied, 'Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy.' And Joshua did so." I don't know about you, but there's a lesson here to be learned for me in this story. And I suspect there's a lesson here for all of us, because what this story highlights is what I believe is human nature. For people, and especially human nature for us as believers. I'm going to assume that everybody on this call is a follower of Jesus. And so we have a tendency to kind of dive into whatever mission we want to do, to dive into whatever agenda that we have, and we pray and we ask God to bless it. And that's exactly what has happened in this story up until this point. Joshua and the people of Israel, they're about to enter the promised land, and they're hoping that God's with them. And so Joshua sees this angel and he says, "Hey, are you for us or are you against us?" And the angel gives what at first to me is a troubling response. He's neither. The angel is on God's side. The angel is the commander of the Lord's army, and it's the Lord's battle that's about to happen. And so the question to Joshua is, are you on our side? Are you on the Lord's side? So the lesson here for me is, okay, it's not about asking God to bless whatever I want to do. It's about finding out what his mission is in the world and getting on board with that, okay? Aligning what I'm doing with his mission. At the time of this, it was God was paving the way for an entire nation to go into the promised land, and he was driving out the Amorites and the Canaanites and all sorts of ites. He was driving them out to make a way for his people to have their land so that they could be a light to the rest of the world. Fast forward 1,000 years, and Jesus comes on the scene, right? And so for us as believers, what's God's mission? I think the interesting thing is we find that in the story of Zacchaeus. You all know the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, the wee little man, and he got up in the tree to see Jesus, and Jesus goes to his house, and basically the short story is that Jesus is at his house feasting with his disciples, and people are grumbling, like, what is he doing hanging out with a tax collector? And he remind, and this is religious people. And Jesus reminds them, hey, the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. That's his mission. That was his mission 2,000 years ago. And that's his mission today. Now, Jesus has ascended to the heavens, and he's at the right hand of God. But we, as believers, are called to be the body of Christ in a lost and dying world. That's his mission. And so lots of times we try to do something and get an agenda and a mission, and we ask God to bless it. And so many times we neglect to say, okay, God, what are you doing? How can I be a part of it? His mission is to seek and save the lost. That's our mission today. Whatever teams you're leading, whatever family you're leading, whatever friends you have, your mission as his body, his hands, his feet, is to seek and to save the lost. And I hope that we can all line up with his mission. Go and be the edge today.
Hey, Mark, that's a great word. Thank you.